All right, Sokin here with Andy Colonico. How's everything going, man?
It's going great, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I mean, we're getting ready to play your new song you have with Peter Alexander called All Roads Lead to You here on River Country Rising Stars. But, you know, first, we want people to get to know you, especially as you are a newer artist. I believe we played Hell Yeah on the show before. So people may not be as familiar with you as some of the other names. You are from Ontario. We are out here in Alberta. So, again, not as much known about you to many people. So kind of where'd you get your start going? I mean, you like your rock mixed with your country. How'd that come from growing up in Welland, Ontario?
Yeah, for the last 10 years in Welland, I've been in a rock project called Revive the Rose with Peter Alexander, actually. So we've been trucking out the rock scene for a long time, and since we were like 19 years old. And then over time, just within the last decade, I just started getting more into country music, realizing that I was already a fan of a lot of country music that was labeled as classic rock. I started writing a lot of new stuff, and it just never quite fit that umbrella. So I finally made it a goal after the pandemic to, record some other stuff just under my name, just to get it out there, just because I write a lot of songs. And I was fortunate enough to get a great kickstart with my debut single, and I got offered a tour with Robin Ottolini and Owen Rigling right off the gate, 2 months later. So it's been a blast, man.
Nice. And I mean, obviously you come from both genres of music there, and the pandemic is one of those weird things where I find it either got people to really jumpstart stuff or people just kind of laid back with it. I mean, what made you really want to pursue this, like to try to be a full-time thing, to be your career? Was there a moment you can look back on and go, okay, yeah, this, I really want to do this?
Yeah, I, growing up actually, pre-COVID, my parents are both very musically involved. My mom's a professional singer, and my dad is now a retired high school music teacher. But they used to gig together every weekend in a cover band for weddings. And my mom used to tour in like theaters with my two aunts as like a trio. So I always used to watch them crush it every weekend. I'd go to all the sound checks for my parents' band, and that's kind of what made me always eye on the prize. Like, you know, I love seeing this happen. I love how music brings people together, and I just got the bug to start writing music, and once I started playing my own shows, I really felt the itch. I'm like, I want to do nothing else but this. So, and even during COVID, I remained optimistic, and I used that as a kind of a time to network more and think outside the box a little bit. And I always just remained optimistic that there was a light at the end of the tunnel from all that, and I'm really glad I held out and never let the fire burn out, you know.
Now, are you somebody who is performing over, like Instagram Live and Facebook Live and all these different things as some artists did? Or because you were part of like a band rock project, you kind of just went, maybe not. Kind of hard to get the boys together for this.
We got really lucky. So Andy Colonico as a project was non-existent by this time, but as Revive the Rose, I saw that as an opportunity. I'm like, well, everyone else is just kind of chilling, but there's all these big bands that want to, they want to talk about all the new stuff they had planned. So I started an Instagram Live show and treated it like a podcast. And I had like three different guests on the show every time. And we do a little interview and a little jam right on the spot. And I was fortunate enough, I got offered sometimes even like drive-in shows, like Revive the Rose got to play with the Trues for like a drive-in show, so that was really fun. So yeah, I was really lucky, and I got our song in an NHL video game soundtrack during COVID.
So wow,
it's a whole other thing.
It's gonna, how do you balance the band versus your solo stuff?
Well, luckily, right now, it's been more so the band's been kind of studio hobbits for the last year and a half, and I've been busy on the live forefront of it. But I think just a good plan and just a good vision for everything goes a long way, you know? And we have a whole year to release music and plan around that stuff. And I don't know, I just think it's a great balance, and I feel so fulfilled as an artist because, yes, I love rock music, and I love country. I love implementing my rock roots in the country music, and I just feel like finally I'm getting all the music out there. There's no more waiting around, and it just, to me, I feel like the healthiest I've ever been because of that, having both projects. So Yeah, just a good plan. That's all you need, really.
Nice. Does the solo stuff tend to come before the band, or does the band stuff come before the solo act, I wonder?
I would say it's pretty equal for me. Like, it's pretty much, whoever, especially in the booking regard, like, whoever gets reached out to first for a booking, like, that's kind of, the priority there, you know what I mean? Unless one gig is significantly, like, a bigger opportunity, then, like, yeah, I'll go cancel the bar gig or something like that, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, if we got offered to open for freaking, like, Motley Crue or something like that, I don't know.
Nice. Now let's find out about this new song of yours, All Roads Lead to You. It is performed with Peter Alexander, also co-written with him and David Thompson as well. So how did this one come about for you? Was it maybe something that was part of the other project, but it's like, this doesn't quite work for the band? Can I just do this solo? How'd this come about?
It's funny you say that, man, because Pete wrote the riff. Like, there was two riffs in that song, and, like, we just chilled on it for, like, almost 8 years, I think, man. And, we always knew that, like, it was a sick riff, but I was like, where do we go with this? Is this, like, a Sheepdogs thing? Like, what is this, you know? And finally, me and Pete were itching to go to Nashville and record a banger. We both had expressed interest in releasing solo music. I had already started, and he as well. Like, myself, we write a lot of songs, me and him, individually, and we both said, if we're going to go to Nashville, we got to come home with a banger, man. And I learned that Dave Thompson, who's from Niagara, where we're from, has been living in Nashville for the last 20 years writing hit songs. So I networked with Dave by sending him some of my stuff. And then I hit up Pete and I said, dude, I think that riff you've been sitting on, I think we haven't figured it out because it's a country song, dude. I think it's like an early Keith Urban style banger right there. So yeah, we brought that to the table. Pete brought the tagline to the table, and all three of us just within a few hours, we had a song. It was great.
Nice. And just checking out your website here, you seem to have quite a busy summer ahead of you, lots of shows. And sort of what all is sort of the bigger ones to you and the ones that stand out?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Stomp the Bruce and Owen Sound. I'm playing with Corey Marks, Robin Ottolini, Brian John Hardwood. I got the Canadian, I'm just going to say CNE. I forget what CNE even stands for. But I'm
Canadian National Exhibition.
Yes, that. I'm playing that. And I got Winona Peach Fest here in Stony Creek. I'm playing with the Reclaws at the Tweed Stampede. That's another big one I'm excited for.
Nice. Well, I'm from Brampton, Ontario, so I'm very familiar with the CNE.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
So I don't even know what it stands for. I'm like, Canadian National Exhibition. I've been there too many times.
Yeah, I've never even been there before, so this will be a treat.
Okay. And sort of what else you got planned for the rest of 2025? We're kind of at that halfway point, really, kind of past it. Sort of what all else is there apart from the long list of summer shows? You got more recordings? You got more plans for music? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm really excited because this is probably easily my biggest release year as an artist. I got about three more songs with the band coming out this year still. And country-wise, I have another single coming out, and I have an EP that's going to be coming out, more of like an unplugged style kind of thing. And it's very much a concept EP just about my youth and growing up at the local bar. So I'm excited to finally start showing a little bit of that to the world.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Andy. And I'm pretty sure people are going to be rocking out to All Roads Lead to You here in just a minute.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Everett. I appreciate it.